This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hansen.
Good afternoon and welcome to a Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen of fantasypoints.com. The program is always being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen, and a big program forthcoming. We've got a couple of football games tonight, two Monday night specials this evening after we did hit that Thursday night special. So hopefully we can stay solid in week number two. It was a decent week, pretty good. We'll go over that real quick. Take a look at the propage from Friday's show. We're two picks over 500, which I'll take it, but got hosed as usual. But I guess I can't complain. We did get lucky on one where we won one of these props by a half a yard. We'll break down the two football games tonight, of course, as we always do. We'll pop out some important and actionable data points. We'll chop it up in the third segment with our guy, Tom Brawley. He's on fire per usual. We were on the same page on Thursday. And what I say? I say, when we're on the same page, when we're lockstep, like, cash it. And we did cash the Zach Ertz. So we'll see if we're on the same page on anything this evening. And then I will make my official picks for both games. I got a little weird again. Only one, like, larger prop, if you will. They're kind of a little weird, but you know, it's tough times out there. I thought it was a very good week, and I'm only like three picks over 500 for the entire week. It's like, that's like winning. That's hashtag winning. So without any further ado, let's take a look real quick. I'll go over the propage from last week. The best bet was Trey McBride, and that did hit. So I feel good about that. Last 2 weeks, overall, we still don't have a winning record, but we are scratching back to respectability for sure after week two. And we did hit the first 2 weeks of the best bet. It was Joe Flacco, and then it was Trey McBride. Now, I was talking with our producer, Michael Cohen. He saw the play. It's unbelievable. Calvin Austin open down the field, the same exact schematic that I had, the 35.5 to make a big play against, and it was there. He was wide open, and Aaron missed him. So that did not hit. Love the Josh Palmer one because he had – it was over 31.5, and he had a 32-yard grab early in the game. I'm like, done. Thank you. No thank you to Cedric Tillman, though. I like Cedric Tillman, but, man, it's so tight end-centric there, and they spread it around. So that was not good. But the Zay Flowers pick hit. Thankfully, that was nice. A little worried there. But, hey, Derrick Henry didn't do crap in the game. Chase Brown, we won that barely by a half a yard. So I will admit that was fortuitous. James Cook, easy peasy. Devontae Smith, come on now. Come on, guys. He did leave the game, and we lost this puppy by a couple of yards. Brenton Strange is no longer on my radar. Let's keep it clean and keep it nice. But that was not good. 32.5. I also lost a catch prop. Love me some JSN. Oh, how about Amon Ra? I really did like that one. And he absolutely crushed. That's what we're looking for, these big breakout performances. We had that with Zay Flowers. I actually added CeeDee Lamb over the weekend, and I did talk about that on the tailgate show on Sunday. That crushed as well. But we did get the McBride. But how about this Hunter Henry one? I was coerced into it. I take full responsibility, but I wasn't going to roll with it. But Scott Barrett talked me into it, and he had good points, and the points hit for Austin Hooper. There's nothing worse than when you get a low-end tight end prop and you home in on the matchup and you're correct, yet you lose because it's another dude at that position. Well, like I said, it was a successful week. We'll take it. We're struggling a little bit on the touchdown props, by the way. Maybe that's a little bit more of a mid-season or late-season thing. If you watched the program last year, we didn't touch them until we started struggling in November, but I do have a plan for November this year. I saw a tweet recently from someone, I guess, complaining that people like me here on VSiN only take overs. I am a fantasy guy. I do have a plan. November, okay? Get ready for me to take a bunch of unders in November because I finally figured it out that, like me, dudes are tired by November. They don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and things go downhill in November. It only took me 30 years to figure that out, but I did last year. So looking forward to November, but we're taking all overs tonight, FYI. But let's get into the top 10 lessons learned in week two, and I'll try and go as quickly as possible because I have a million thoughts and stats. But number one, Danny Dimes is legit. He is Danny Dollars right now. As I've outlined, the situation was phenomenal. I mean, it's fantastic. It's a great marriage between coach and scheme and all that, and O-line and blocking, and just a plethora of receiving weapons like Tyler Warren. What an addition. 7 targets, 79 grabs. Unbelievable. He's a tight end one. He is the one. Now, Josh Downs, we lost that prop after 3 targets and a 48% route share last week. Oh, he's back. Led them in targets with 8, which does lead me to it's going to be week-to-week proposition with these receivers. So I don't know if I love any of them, but I will say it's good news for Johnny Taylor. He's crushing. He almost got 30 points. He was one of my number one most important picks because you could have got him in round 2 after taking a stud wide receiver in round 1, and he's going to produce like an RB1, which he is. Javonte Williams, I have him on a team that I drafted Startup Dynasty for the launch of the Fantasy Points website, and I was a Javonte Williams stan back then. And, you know, I didn't give him love this year, really. I probably ranked him right at his ADP, but he's also for real. He hasn't looked this good since the injury, and bell cow usage, it continued in week number 2 through 2 weeks. He's got 79% of the backfield carries and at least an 8.8% target share. Miles Sanders did have a couple of nice runs, but you work him in as a changeup and he stinks as a receiver. Third lesson I learned is that well, it's a dual lesson here from the Chiefs-Eagles game. Chiefs are in big trouble, and the Eagles are in the leather helmet era. And part of the problem is that damn tush push. We got to stop the tush push because it's killing everybody for the Eagles' passing attack. Even without Dallas Goedert, we didn't get there. 36% target share for A.J. Brown's great, but he only had a 4.3% in week number 1, which is absolutely absurd. Devontae Smith, we lost that prop a couple yards, 27%. But again, we're only throwing it 22, 23 times. This is not good. And speaking of not good, I got to give credit to Patty Mahomes. I was wondering, like, how are they going to move the ball? And, well, we found out he's going to will himself and run the ball a bunch of times. I should have taken that darn prop. But they're in big trouble without Xavier Worthy and without Rashee Rice. My Vikings did not look good last night, real quick. J.J. McCarthy, you know, he's not playing well. He's second game. They're learning on the job. But, you know, things are not great around him. No Darisaw at left tackle. They lost the starting center. They can't run the ball. The timing is a little off. Hockenson hasn't been a factor. Schedule looks good, but J.J. McCarthy is not yet dynamite. I do tend to get a little too excited. I'm looking big picture, but I understand we got to go micro with it, and it's a week-to-week deal, and right now we're pulling back, and we're not going to consider him a starter until he starts producing. Jets are still prone to jetting. Another lesson learned in week number 1. How about Breesall? I mean, you want to talk about a volatile dude here. The usage were better than in week 1, though. 83% of the carries last week, up from 70, and a 13.6 target share. Braylon Allen did get the only carry, though, inside the 10. The Fields debacle, absolutely terrible. Another lesson I learned, the Lions are okay. I still worry about them a little bit, but obviously they're okay. I did love Amon-Ra. The Bears, though, they are not. I do like Roma Dunze. I did like him. I got on that prop, too. That was an easy win over 50 yards. You use Roma Dunze against man-heavy defenses, and you don't use DJ Moore. By the way, you can drop Colston Loveland now after 2 games. Number 7, Jags are going to spread it around. I lost that Brenton Strange prop. They're spreading it around even in the backfield. Bashel Tootin took 33% of the backfield carry share with Tank Bigsby gone. So I think we're looking at a good prospect, good pickup, good stash and hope guy. But I do think that ETN is hanging in there. Rough sailing for Brian Thomas Jr., but at least he has a team high 26% target share, dropping passes, dropping tutties. Joey Burrow leaving the game. We can get into that as we move along. Not great. Drake May, may be a cheat code. Ran 10 times for 31 yards and a touchdown. That's what we're talking about, Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels. So like that. How about Ramondre? Patriots, Dolphins. We'll just talk that. The ninth lesson was Judkins, already an RB1, led the backfield with a 50% carry share, 6.1 yards per carry in his first game. So he is looking pretty good. And then the final one was Scataboo, Scataboo, he will do the Fandango. That is, of course, an homage to Bohemian Rhapsody. But I think Scataboo kind of took over the backfield after playing only 7 snaps in week number 1. We're just getting started here on this Monday edition of the program. Data points for the 2 football games tonight on the other side. But first, if you know sports, it's time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks is a daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash very quickly. And here's how it works. You download the Better app, you pick more or less than your favorite player stats, and you watch the action unfold. If your pick hits, you win. Right now, they've got that NFL kickoff new user special offer still rolling. Sign up today, get a free $10, no deposit necessary. And when you deposit, you can get up to $200 in deposit bonuses. NBA, WNBA, MLB, all your sports are covered. And Better also giving you $40 for every friend you get to try Better Picks. Word is, they're only doing this the first 2 weeks of the season, which technically is still today. Head over to better.app, that's BETR, or download Better from the app or Google Play Store. Use that promo code VSIN for your free $10 and deposit bonus today. Data points and stats related to the 2 Monday Night Football games coming at you next on this Monday edition of Prop Points on Visa.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back to a Monday show, and this show is brought to you by Better Picks. Better Picks is the daily fantasy sports app where you turn your sports knowledge into cash fast. Download Better or visit better.app now. Sign up today and get a free $10, no deposit necessary. We are up to the segment here on Prop Points where we talk data and we talk stats. But first, quickly, look at the injury report to see what is popping. I have 17 tabs open on my computer now, which is probably about 14 too many. Obviously, no Godwin in this game. And most importantly for the Buccaneers, no Tristan Wirfs. He is a stud, former right tackle who easily moved over to left tackle and did a hell of a job. Friend of fantasypoints.com, by the way, did a podcast with us last year. Awesome dude. But he is not going to suit up tonight, and that is a problem because Houston has arguably the best pass rush in football. No Christian Kirk for the Texans. So, you know, we could be looking at those 2 Iowa State rookies like Jalen Noel filling in. I love me some Jalen Noel. Great dude. Had a brief interaction with him in Mobile. Both dudes, outstanding young guys. So I thought Higgins, by the way, popped a little bit in that game last week. They do need him to step up. You got a little Xavier Hutchinson as well. Denzel Perriman is out for the Chargers. Feels like he's been in the NFL since the 90s, but he is pretty good against the run. So that can't be bad news for Ashton Jeanty. Boy, they really loaded up to stop Jeanty last week, and it didn't go real well. And, of course, the big one is Brock Bowers. I actually watched his post-practice press conference on Saturday, and, you know, he's playing with that brace, so that's not great. But he did seem a little iffy about it. I don't know if Mr. Schefter, my good friend over there at ESPN, has reported on it today, but I've been a little busy to check in on it. But and it's probably going to come down to a game time. But I would imagine he'll go. My advice would be, obviously, you should have planned this already. But, you know, Michael Mayer would probably be a top 12 tight end if Brock Bowers didn't exist, or if the Raiders didn't take a tight end 2 years in a row, as they did. Mayer was, what was he, like a I don't even remember now, fourth round pick, maybe a second. I mean, Michael Mayer, it's been weird because he's been kind of erased by Brock Bowers. There was a time where he looked like a really good prospect. But anywho, getting into the data points here, let's start with Bucks Texans and the QBs. You know, the one thing that stood out to me was Stroud, and this is why I'm not touching anything passing with Stroud, at least. He finished behind only Jalen Hurts in catchable throw rate in week one, per fantasy points data, and in pressure rate. So that's not great. That's a bad combo. Michael Penix posted 24 fantasy points, by the way, against Houston, or in this matchup against the Texans. But no, I'm not going there. I'm not feeling it. Baker Mayfield at 232.5. It's a tough matchup. It without Tristan Wirfs, we'll get into the receiver stuff here, but I don't know. It's a good enough number at 232.5, but I'm worried. Now, Baker's been balling. I was worried about him in their last game in week one, and he didn't have a great day, but he did throw three tutties. Receiver props. Boy, how about Nico Collins last week? It's like, wow. How counterintuitive is the NFL? Because for my money, Nico Collins and Brian Thomas look like tremendous picks, you know, in terms of like being major alphas for their teams, you know, decent enough quarterback play, young guys, you know, line them up all over the place. Well, that's not going well. Well, we'll see about Nico tonight, but it doesn't bode well that Drake London only got 8 grabs for 55 on 15 targets last week in this matchup. That is not good. Tough matchup here. Jamal Dean is not that great, so I'm not that worried about him. Emeka Ogbuka is looking like a critical player here because, again, we'll get into Mike Evans. He's going to be on Derek Stingley, Mike Evans, quite a bit. Nacua went off in this matchup last week. Texans allowed 9 grabs for 129 to Rams slot receivers. Hello. So I think Ogbuka, who played 46% of the routes inside last week, has to step up given the tougher matchup there for Mike Evans. Now, to be clear, Sterling Shepard is their primary slot receiver. Also a viable long shot here, at least at 25.5. That's not bad. I've always been a Sterling Shepard apologist, and he did play with Baker Mayfield in college there. So do love Sterling Shepard. It's hard to believe he's still in the NFL, but they're perilously thin at receiver. Speaking of Big Mike, again, he's going to see the most of Derek Stingley, who I think is awesome. I think he'll do something similar to what Devontae did last week in the same matchup, and it's not great. 4 for 51 on 8 targets. Let's move on to running back data of note. Bucky Irving, how about this? He averaged just 0.5 yards before contact last week without Tristan Wirfs, who's out again. That's not great. This matchup, no walk in the park. Houston allowed the 8th fewest yards per game rushing and the 8th fewest receiving yards per game to running backs. However, I do think it's going to be close. I do think that the Texans are going to struggle. So I do think he's going to get the ball because Bucky owned that backfield with a 77% snap share last week, 61% carry share, and a 57% route share as my guy Rashad White was rendered pretty much irrelevant. For Nicholas Chubb, 50% of the snaps last week. That's usually where he's at. But how about the Bucs gave up the 4th fewest rushing yards per game to running backs last year, and they shut down Bijan Robinson. By the way, it's Bijan, not Bijan. He flip-flopped on it, but that's fine. 2.0 yards per carry for Bijan, and Algiers was at 2.4. Does not bode well for Nicholas Chubb. Chargers Raiders data points. Don't see a ton going on here with the passing attacks. Raiders allowed a league low 6.2 YPA to Drake May last week. Of course, Justin Herbert, he did go off, and they did remain pass heavy with a 13.5% pass rate over expectation. I should have probably taken that Justin Herbert rushing prop, but I'm not going to do it. I want to get too weird because I do have some weird ones here. Raiders are ranked 4th in pass rate over expectation in the season opener. So Geno Smith will likely throw it plenty. I do think they're going to try and run, though they did the Chargers hold Mahomes to just a 6.6 YPA last week. When I looked at all the receivers, there's two who have good schematics and for the Chargers and one who has a bad one. It's Keenan Allen. He's not great against cover three and cover two, which the Raiders used 68% of the time last week. It's pretty poor, 1.53 yards per route run. Now, against those same coverages, Ladd McConkey at 2.61 yards per route run. So he's looking good. He had five catches in both games. And then Quentin Johnston also does well against the cover two and the cover three shell, 2.55 yards per route run. So those guys, I'm leaning to them a little bit more than a Keenan Allen. Jacoby Myers did really well last week. And if Brock Bowers is out, he'll probably get a lot of targets. Nothing particularly scary about the matchup for the corners. And he'll be inside a little bit. And the Chiefs got 11 catches for 136 and a tutty out of the slot where Jacoby Myers is lining up half the time. And then we have the Brock Bowers situation. You know, it's not the greatest tight end matchup. He didn't go off in either game. 6 for 58. 4 for 50 with a touch. So let's lower the expectations there for one Brock Bowers. And then finally, the running game props here. Chargers limited KC running backs to just 3.3 yards per carry and three grabs for 18. But they don't have Denzel Perryman. I think that's a little bit of a boost for Aston Jeanty. He did dominate the backfield touches, 86% snap share, 79% carry share. Amarin Hampton, we'll see if Najee Harris plays a little bit more. He only had two touches on an 18% target share. Raiders allowed just 2.3 adjusted yards before contact last week, and he got 1.3. Yards before contact. So may not be a warm and fuzzy, wonderful spot there for Amarin Hampton. It's always warm and fuzzy when you're talking to the grinder, Tom Brawley. He will join us on the other side. We'll see what he has popping for Monday Night Football. The NFL season is rolling. Every game brings new opportunities to cash in. If you've got the right insights with VSiN Pro, you'll see real-time DraftKings and Circa betting splits so you know where the public and the sharps are putting the money. Pair that with a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests, nonstop live video and watch app, and proven betting systems at VSiN.com, and you'll have the tools to stay ahead every single week. Start betting smarter today for just $9.99 or save 50% with an annual plan. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Two football games tonight, so it's double the pleasure for Monday Night Football, and Tom Brawley from FantasyPoints.com will join us on the other side to bring us some very likely winners. Hang tight. It's a Monday edition of Prop Points on VSiN.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. A Monday edition of Prop Points, a jam-packed program with two football games here this evening. I'm John Hansen, FantasyPoints.com, and we go to the Progressive Guest Line as per usual on a game day, and we bring in Tom Brawley, senior writer, part owner, betting maven over at FantasyPoints.com. Mr. 63% is what I always call him, and it's a good number. I don't know if you're there right now, Tom, through two weeks almost, but you're on the X machine at Tom Brawley. How was week number two for you overall?
A winner. That's wasn't as good as week one. Wasn't going to be as good as week one. I went 11-3 last week with my player props.
Wow.
But a 7-5 weekend so far, heading into Monday Night Football with a couple of plays. So, and I am sitting right at that, like right around 63%, 18-8. For the year. So
there you go.
Pretty happy with the start. I had a Jefferson prop last night that was way too sweaty, but I got it on the last play there before the interception. So very happy.
Oh, you got the yardage
at 7-5. Yeah, I had the receiving yards for Jefferson last night.
Right. Yeah, I liked it too. I didn't play it, but I did like that. Well, we'll get into it. I think I went 7-5 here on the show too, and I do have numerous weird ones tonight. because I want to win. Like, a win is a win is a win. It's not weird if it wins. You feel a little small if it doesn't win. But let's talk Tom Brawley weird play number one for tonight. I see you like Xavier Hutchinson over 13.5 receiving yards. I will say he does look better. Like he looks more dangerous this year. I don't know. He just seems to. Maybe he's catching it a little bit better. You know, we've seen him for a couple of years just running around out there doing nothing. But I will say Hutchinson seems to have, you know, turned some sort of corner. But what do you see?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing as well. And I thought it was a strong indication last week. He was kind of the number two receiver out there a ton behind Nico Collins.
Yeah.
They're not quite ready to give Jaden Higgins the bigger role, the rookie that they selected at the start of the second round. They're kind of making him earn more reps. Jalen Knoll, a guy we also like out of Iowa State, being brought along slowly. So Hutchinson's out in the field a ton right now. I'd love to say that I'm like feeling great about this play, but this is more of just a strictly looking at the numbers. You know, we have him projected for about 27 receiving yards. I gave this out when it was 13.5 receiving yards.
I like it.
We basically had him doubling it up. There is a 16.5 still out there in the market at BetMGM. So make sure you shop around. Apparently other people started to really like this. I gave this out Sunday morning. So this prop has moved a little bit, but he did have 30 yards last week, 65% route share. The passing game was kind of broken last week. I think they're going to have a little bit more success against Tampa Bay's secondary. Most teams are kind of pushed to throw the ball against the Buccaneers. You're not going to have a whole ton of success running the ball, so they're going to have to throw it a lot. And if you look back to last year's numbers, giving up the seventh most receiving yards per game, two wide receivers with 156.4. And it was at 139 last week against the Falcons, and the Falcons had one viable receiver with Drake London last week. So, you know, not a huge, I'm not expecting a huge game out of here, out of Xavier Hutchinson. I'm not telling you he's going to go off for like 50 plus yards, but I do think he's good for like two catches tonight. So if you don't feel great about the yards, since it's moved, you know, 4 or 5 yards, maybe you can also look at the receptions over 1.5 catches.
Would you go over 17.5? Because you got in at 13.5 because you're awesome.
Yeah, would you do 17.5? I mean,
Yeah.
17.5 is where it's at most places right now. So we have it closer to 27.5. So I still think there's some wiggle room there. You're basically betting on him having two catches at this point with the line moving from 13.5 to 17.5. But, you know, you can also look at the two catches. I don't know what the juice is on that side of it, but, you know, that's
like minus 138.
You know, also a possibility. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Minus 140 out there for the catches. So, you could go that direction as well.
He'll see, based on alignment numbers, Zion McCollum, who, you know, he's average, I guess. You got Jamal Dean, but I like this one. I'm not going to take it because I got a bunch of weird ones, but I will say for the record, at least what you were in on is hitting. Like 14, that's hitting. But I'm with you. I feel pretty darn good about it. So
he's getting the 20 yards tonight. He's getting the 20 yards.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about 80% chance, but maybe I'll bump that down to 70. But also you are into Omarion Hampton, and you'll have to explain this one for me. Cause I am a little worried about a lot of things. You know, he wasn't great. Najee only 18% of the snaps. Maybe they ramped that up a little bit. What are you seeing with Hampton, the rookie?
Yeah. I just think he's going to see most of the carries again in this backfield. Najee didn't have much of a role last week. It was also a very tough matchup against the Chiefs. They were a team that we would always avoid, taking overs for rushing yards against that Chiefs defense last year. They bottled up Saquon Barkley relatively well the last two times they played him. So this was, you know, a tough first matchup for Hampton in his pro debut last week. So I think he's going to have a little bit more success in this matchup. Las Vegas. Actually, you know, they didn't really face many runs against the Patriots in week one, but our fantasy points data showed that they allowed 2.33 adjusted yards before a contact per attempt last week. So, and they ended up allowing 4.3 yards per per carry last week, even though they didn't face many carries from the Patriots offense. So I think that, you know, that Los Angeles will want to get him established. And I'm also looking at the potential game script here as well. They're coming in as 3.5-point favorites. So I think he'll get a chance to maybe get some second half carries and kind of ice the game away if they're in a position to, where they're leading at the end of the game late. So, I'm expecting a rookie off of a, you know, so-so first performance. I think he's going to take some steps forward here in his second game, and maybe we see a little bit of a mini breakout performance. And I don't think it also hurts that he's going against Ashton Jeanthi tonight, the other guy that was selected in the first round. Maybe he has a little extra motivation to show, hey, you know, I'm also a pretty good rookie running back here. So maybe we'll get a little showdown with these two rookie running backs.
Was there anything else tonight that you were kicking the tires on? Like, I do have some Ladd McConkey action, FYI, but anything else that you were kind of looking at? I mean, I would imagine Ladd or maybe Bucky Irving. He should get a lot of carries tonight.
Yeah, I was looking at Ladd. We have a pretty strong projection on Ladd McConkey. I'm always looking at Ladd McConkey props, to be quite honest. He's been
– He's a good lad.
Know, money what in can the we bank. Say? He is a good lad, especially for our pocketbooks. He's been, you know, sensational since the back half of last year and picked up right where he left off last year. So that one was looking pretty good. A lot of the numbers, you know, the Raiders are playing a lot of cover three and cover two. At least last week, this is a new coaching staff, so we can't really look at their past data too much. But against those coverages combined, Ladd's averaging 2.61 yards per route run and 24% target share on his routes run against those coverages. So feeling pretty good about that, and nothing too scary about that Raiders secondary. So I. You know, Ladd would be kind of where I would look if I was looking for another prop in tonight's game.
That is Tom Brawley, fantasypoints.com on the X machine at Tom Brawley. Got a couple of days. Bills hosting the Dolphins for Thursday Night Football should be, I would think, a fantasy football bonanza. We'll make my picks officially for Monday Night Football on the other side. But first, if you know sports, it's time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks is the daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Here's how it works. You download the Better app, you pick more or less on your favorite player stats, and then you watch the action on fold. If your pick hits, you win. You're a lucky winner. And right now they've got an NFL kickoff new user offer still up. Sign up today and get a free $10. No deposit necessary. And when you deposit, you can get up to $200 in deposit bonuses. NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, it's all there. Better also giving you $40 for every friend you get to try Better Picks. Word is they're only doing it the first 2 weeks of the season. And that concludes this evening. So share that ASAP. Head on over to better.app. That's B-E-T-R. Download Better from the app or the Google Play Store. Use the promo code VSIN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus today. When we return, I have five props that I'm in on this evening. They're weird. Let's get weird next, as well as two Monday night specials here on Prop Points on VSIN.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Final segment here on this Monday edition of Prop Points. Thanks for tuning in. As always, hopefully week two was somewhat fruitful. I'm to the point where all I care about is winning week. You know, I'm greedy. I want to have like a 14-4 week. We had a couple of huge weeks like that last year. By the way, that stretch we hit last year, I went back and I looked, that did not start week two. That started week three. So I think the next 4 or 5 weeks are very big, because I went back and I looked, even on this show, through 2 weeks last year, the picks were only 40%. But then I went and looked 4 weeks after that, and they were up to 58%. So we had a 4 or 5 week run there where it was like we were at 74%, which is absurd. I said we're not going to maintain this, which we didn't. But I mean, that's my sweet spot. So hopefully we can have a big week 3 or 4 and really get that record up. But tonight I feel pretty good. I am getting a little weird, but sometimes weird is good. So let's get right into it. I do have 2 Monday night specials, but I will start with the propage. Last one here is a little weird, but I'm going to go first with CJ Stroud over 8.5 rushing yards. Now this is over at FanDuel. The odds are bad, but I very rarely go with bad odd plays, by the way. I could, I guess, help my record out, but I don't do that. But I do when it's a lock. And CJ Stroud over 8.5 rushing yards, I believe, is a lock. Here's his last 3 games, as CJ Stroud has dealt with this bad O-line and lack of running attack. Last week, 5 carries for 32. Week before that, in the playoffs, 6 carries for 42. The week before that, in the playoffs, 6 carries for 42. So my man is averaging like 40 yards rushing a game in his last 3. I know it's only 3, but we're going to get to 9 yards pretty much. That's it. That's all we got to say. Sterling Shepard. I can't believe we're going here, but we are. 21.5. That is doable. And he is their primary slot receiver. Jalen Petrie is the slot corner. He'll see a little bit of Petrie. And who dishes out production, get it? But 0.31 fantasy points per route run given up is pretty good. It's below average. I know Ibuka is there and running 46% of his routes from the slot, but Shepard played with Baker in college. He's good. And he beat his catch and yardage numbers last week. So part of this too, of course, is Big Mike. I think Big Mike could be neutralized this week. I'm a big Derek Stingley guy. I love Derek Stingley. What can I say? He's awesome. I remember his grandfather. I always bring this up. I know, but I remember I was somewhat traumatized by his grandfather getting paralyzed when I was a young boy. So I never forgot that. And I'm just glad that his grandson, Derek, is balling in the NFL. And I do worry about him slowing down Mr. Mike Evans. I think that's a real tough spot for Mike Evans. So in addition to Sterling Shepard over 21.5, I am very in on Ibuka. And I'm actually surprised these odds aren't that bad at all. So I'm worried about that, but I would be absolutely floored if Ibuka didn't catch 5 balls, quite frankly. I mean, he's popped right in there. He's like a 3-year veteran out there. Puka went off last week in this matchup. The Texans allowed 9 catches for 129 to Rams slot receivers, mostly Puka. So Ibuka, 46% of the routes will be needed to step up. He had a very solid 20% first read target share last week, behind only Mike Evans at 30%. And this week he might even clear 30% with Mike Evans dealing with Derek Stingley. Next up, if we do get a loss, it'll probably be this one or the next one, quite frankly. 3-2 minimum here. Hopefully 4-1. Last Thursday, I thought it was 4-1. I was feeling that. We just missed it, but 3-2 is not too shabby. Bucky Irving over 65.5. I know he averaged just 0.5 yards before contact, and they won't have Tristan Wirfs again. But I am expecting volume, because I don't think Stroud and the Texans are very equipped to light up the scoreboard. And Bucky just completely owned the backfield last week, a 77% snap share, 61% carry share. Rashad White, I thought he'd be a little bit more involved, only 1 game, but my man got only 3 touches in the game for 16 yards. And stop talking Sean Tucker. He's not that good. He's a third. That's it. I mean, he could run like the wind in a straight line. That's about it. And he is big, but it's the Bucky Irving show. So we'll go over 65.5. We are expecting a lot of volume. No question about that. 20 carries. I think he gets 20 carries and he'll rip off a longer run, at least one or two, and get to this number. Basically, that is my thought process. And then finally, this is a little weird. Jalen Noel over 6.5 receiving yards. This honestly is, I don't know. It's a karma one. Good karma with Jalen Noel. Christian Kirk is out. I understand he doesn't play a ton. I'm looking here. I didn't log the snappage and all that. Now, he only had 2 targets last week, 1 grab for 7. I know this is weird, but can we replicate that? I think we can. And I'm not worried about any of the corners for Tampa. So we are going to try him out. It's a weird one, Jalen Noel, over 6.5. I did have a brief interaction with him. We were interviewing him as a company, actually, on the field at the Senior Bowl. And someone had noted, I think Brett Whitefield had compared him to Amon-Ra St. Brown. So me being the wise ass, I got in Jalen Noel's face. I'm like, well, can you hang with Amon-Ra in the weight room? And he laughed. He took it really well. And he was like, oh, yeah, you know, great guy. And a very good player. I know he's still learning on the job, but we can get 7 yards. So there are my props that I am in on tonight. Again, I'm going a little weird. Stroud over 8.5 rushing yards. Shepard over 21.5 receiving yards. Ibuka over 4.5 receptions. All these have pretty good odds other than the Stroud. Bucky Irving over 65.5 rushing yards, -114. And then Noel over 6.5. We are up to the end of the program. We've got 2 Monday night specials to pop out. We'll do it right now. It's brought to you by GBank. GBank is built with sports bettors in mind. Right now, you can earn $50 cash back reward bonus. I didn't know if I was going to say dollar or buck there. $50 cash back reward bonus once you're approved and your account is open with the GBank Visa signature card. While most credit cards treat sportsbook and gaming transactions as cash advances, even when it's your own money, GBank treats them as regular purchases. That means no cash advance fees, saving you up to 3-5% on every deposit. Plus, you'll earn 1% cash back on all eligible sportsbook and gaming transactions and 2% cash back on everything else you buy. Apply now at VSiN.com/GBank. That is VSiN.com/GBank. And stay tuned to VSiN right after we sign off with Prop Points, Money Moves, Stormy Bonantoni, and Jonathan Von Tobel at 2 Eastern. On today's show, Josh Applebaum shares where the sharp money is landing across today's betting board. Then follow the money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard at 4 Eastern, and then VSiN Primetime, Tim Murray and Will Hill at 7 p.m. Eastern. 2 Monday night specials. What is the Monday night special? It started out, it's a low-end guy who's going to move the needle and surprise, or it's a high-risk prop with a high reward. It's kind of a sleeper prop or play or whatever. So Monday night special numero uno. I did have, at one point, a major man crush on Sterling Shepard. Perhaps that ended when he was on the Giants boat incident with his shirt off, but that's neither here nor there. It didn't go well for Odell either on that photo. But I'm going to go with 40 or more yards at +265, thinking that Mike Evans is going to see a lot of Stingley and he'll be fed the ball. Baker will be feeding the ball in the slot to Shepard and Ibuka. And then Monday night special number 2. This isn't real fancy. It's a little boring, but winning is not boring. +160, Ladd McConkey to have the most receiving yards in the game between the Chargers and the Raiders. That's not bad considering Brock Bowers is banged up and Keenan Allen doesn't have a very good schematic matchup. Feel pretty darn good about that one. In lieu of taking the Ladd McConkey over the prop, we'll go with Ladd, leading receiver for the game. You are welcome. We'll catch you tomorrow with another edition of Prop Points here on VSiN.